We're talking today with Anthony Reese. He is with the Commissioners of the Land Office, the CLO. Exciting time of the year. I know, Anthony, for you, you're the Assistant Director for the Real Estate Division of the Commissioners of the Land Office, and that means that you are overseeing these lease auctions that are right on the horizon. Tell us a little bit about the CLO as far as the concept of this agency.
Well, good morning and good to be here with you, Ron. I'm happy to chat about this great organization. So our lands predate statehood. The federal government gifted the territory at the time with the Enabling Act. They set aside lands for public education. And those lands that we have today are about 726,000 acres. And we lease those out for farming, ranching, hunting, fishing, recreation, various activities that folks enjoy on. And so with that, we lease them out typically in five-year terms. And we have auctions every year, every October, to where about a fifth of our leases come up. And folks can show up in person and bid on those leases if they are inclined to farm, ranch, hunt, fish, or just all around enjoy the outdoors and enjoy this beautiful creation.
Interesting to me that Oklahoma is a little unique. We made the choice early on to preserve these lands, continue to take the income from the lands and invest it back into education. Other states, including some nearby states, they decided not to do that. They don't have this resource today as a result.
That's exactly right, Ron. We're very fortunate that we had visionary leaders who saw value in land. And they said it's going to be a great investment for many, many years to come. Our current five commissioners have that same mentality. It's a great investment, and it's a great way to raise funds to support public education. One of my favorite Oklahomans, Will Rogers, said, invest in land because they ain't making any more of it. Well, we take that mentality to work every day and use this great resource to turn it into education and knowledge for our public schools and our public school pupils.
Tell us a little bit more about the auction process that's going to happen here in the next couple of weeks. How does somebody get involved?
Well, that's a great question, Ron. First of all, we're glad that they're interested and they're open to that. We have eight auctions coming up. They start on Monday here next week. And the way they participate is they show up and we'll get them registered. And then it's a public auction. So they show up, they bid, and we'll take a little bit of their money. We require at least 50% down on that first year at auction, unless it's the lease is less than 500, and then we require the full amount. But yeah, they'll get signed up and then take possession on January 1st. Unless there's some wheat remaining, then we'll let that current lessee harvest their crop, and then it's theirs. So pretty open and inviting environment for anyone who's interested to obtain some farm, ranch, recreational land.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this actual set of auctions. They are in locations that are near these leases in each of the regions of our state, right?
That's exactly right, Ron. So if you're trying to visualize kind of where CLO lands exist, the general rule of thumb is going to be the western part of the state, kind of I-35 is the dividing line. But we're going to have auctions that cover anywhere from one to six counties. I think one we even have possibly seven. But we have several counties represented, and they're always fairly close to where those lands exist. So don't have to drive too far, and it's pretty convenient for folks.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, you mentioned the number of acres we've got in total, something like 750,000 acres that we have available that are actually maintained by CLO. This is a kind of a partnership thing between your leaseholders and the state. I know, this is a lot of land, and you've got, obviously, maintenance that you have to keep up with, to keep the land sustainable, to keep being able to release it time after time.
Yes, you're exactly right. And, we've got land in our name here at the Commissioners of the Land Office, and we take the land very seriously as well as the care of it very seriously. We've had just phenomenal lessees throughout the years that make their living and they enjoy the property, and they take it its health, its soil health, and it makes sure that they take a really good job of taking care of that land. We appreciate those lessees. Also, as the state, we invest in our land in terms of conservation. We make sure that terraces are maintained, that noxious weeds are taken care of. And I don't need to tell you, if you've spent any time driving down a highway in Oklahoma, the scourge that is eastern red cedar. Well, we invest quite a bit of money to make sure that our lessees have less eastern red cedar in the forms of cutting, harvesting, things of that nature, trying to make sure that the land has value to them and it's useful and beneficial to the purpose so that we can in turn raise funds to support public education.
Let's talk about public education. Now, obviously, as you mentioned, these monies go straight to our classrooms, really.
Yes, you're exactly right. So the funds we raise go direct to public schools. And, you know, as a product of Oklahoma public schools at the K through 12, as well as the higher education level, I've seen firsthand, and I've got nieces that get to benefit from it firsthand, and all public schools benefit from this land that we raise. And it's really a phenomenal program that folks had a lot of foresight years ago, and our commissioners continue that tradition on today of supporting public education. It's really neat, really great opportunity, and I enjoy it every day.
Let's circle back around. This year's auctions, they're going to be happening starting real soon. What's the best way to get more information? I would assume probably on your website, right?
You're exactly right, Ron. The best way to stay up to date is to go to our website, which is www.clo.ok.gov. And the first link you'll see there is to our auction page, our ag auction page. There's also the opportunity to sign up for our Gov delivery announcements. And if you provide your email address, we can push updates through and to let people know when auctions are happening and kind of if anything takes place between now and then, any changes or updates. But the website is a very, very great tool to do that. We also have 8 field staff that cover our areas, and they've got a map. If folks are interested in specific leases that are up for auction, they can reach out via phone or email that is posted there on that map on our website. And so they can listen to see what our real estate management specialists that are in the field get more insight into that land, you know, what it looks like, how it's been used, and kind of if they want to take a look at that land as well. So tons of opportunity, and it starts at our website.
Anthony, thank you for your time, sir. We'll look forward to seeing how the auctions go here in 2021.
Well, Ron, thank you for the time. I'm always happy to talk about the commissioners, the land office, and the land, and the folks that we have, either as lessees or our team. We're really proud of them all, and they all are just phenomenal folks. So it's just another great day.